I guess it's no real secret what we're going to be talking about. Do we trust in God? Today's lesson is an adventure in trusting God. Does America really trust in God? You know, how much do we? Are there levels of trust? Anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today in our series on Proverbs, an adventure in wisdom. We're going to be talking about trusting the Lord. If we get this particular part right, we get the rest of it right. If we get this proverb right, then everything else in life's going to go well. We're going to have a great, great life. So what I want to do is I want to take one passage of Scripture, chapter 3 of Proverbs, verses 5 and 6. And that's all we're going to talk about today. That's the only verse, other than one other verse at the end, that I'll be using. We're going to dissect it, as it were, go line by line and precept upon precept and here a little and there a little. And we're going to get it across today if we really trust God. And what we really need to do about that. So let me read you this verse. If you will, just go ahead and put it up there for me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, that particular passage of Scripture. I was 28 years old when I came to the Lord, when I made that decision to cross over and to really come into the kingdom of God. Now, before I did that, I didn't do it half-heartedly. I was very diligent about my search. I began asking questions before I ever went to church, about the things of the Bible. I was asking people that I knew were not just Christ fans, but Christ followers. And I knew their lives were in order. And so I was asking biblical questions and questions about church. Then, of course, we began going to church. I went a month or maybe a couple of weeks for sure before I ever decided to really make that decision. I hung out with the pastor. I asked a lot of questions. I just wanted to know some stuff. I would come home from work. I was at that time working on the graveyard, you know, night shift. And I'd come home and I would actually go to sleep reading the Bible. And this is before I ever made that decision to cross over. So I took it very, very seriously. And so then I did. I made the decision and I crossed the line. Now what? You know, now, I think that's where we all are. We come to that place, we cross the line, now what? How deep in this thing am I really going to go? And that was sort of the thing I was pondering. I knew that I would go to church a little, you know. I loved to hunt and fish at that time, and so I didn't want to give up all my weekends. You know, I wanted to do that, so I figured I'd go to church a little bit. That was at least a thing I could do to thank Jesus for saving me and forgiving me of my sins and taking care of my eternity. I thought that was the least I could do. And when I would go, I would surely give a little money. You know, I would do that a little bit. I would, of course, I would read a little bit of the Bible just because I didn't want to be fooled. I wanted to know a little bit about what the preacher was talking about, so I'd read a little Bible. And you know, maybe I'd pray some, and surely I would pray when things got bad, right? So I would do that. And that's kind of where I thought I was going to take this Christianity thing. I was going to be more of a fan than a follower. I was going to be more of a casual Christ person than I was, you know, a dedicated one. But anyway, that's sort of where I was at that time. Began looking at the people with whom I was making new relationships with, new friendships, and these people were deeper than that. They were there all the time, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night at that time. You know, they were there, and began looking at their lives and making relationships with them, and saw that, man, they were really into this thing. They weren't just giving a little money; they were really tithing. And I'm thinking, man, that's extreme. You know, that's 10% of your income, you know, that's pretty heavy. But I began looking at their lives, and their families were changing, and their marriages were changing and adjusting, and their children were coming out really well. And so, you know, I began watching this, and in this time, I'm curious about God, so I'm reading a little Bible and listening to some teachings and stuff like that. And it was in this process of now what that I was projected this challenge. And here it is sort of summed up for you. It's this: trust God with your whole life. Trust Him. And see what He'll do with it. And when He proves Himself not trustworthy, then bail. Just get out of it. Don't follow a God you can't trust. Don't be a part of something that doesn't work. So give God a chance, at least give Him a chance with everything, and just see how it works out, how it rolls out. So, you know, that was intriguing to me. I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting. Now, I'm looking at my life at that time. I'm 28 years old. I was sort of successful as far as being 28. We had a home. We had boat. We had trucks, cars. We had all the stuff. We were outwardly, we looked pretty good. Pretty good looking family. You know, everything looks right. And so I had some success making more money than my close buddies were making. So I was thinking, you know, we're doing pretty well here. So if I do this thing, I shouldn't lose any success. In fact, maybe it'll have more. But on the inside of me, the part that really was intriguing was how I felt on the inside. I was 28 years old, but still wasn't satisfied with what I was doing in life. I had a good job. I was making a lot of money, good money. But I hated it. You know, I didn't like what I did. I just was not happy there. And so I was thinking, you know, well, maybe, you know, if what the Bible really says, that God has a plan for my life, you know, what if God really does? What if He's got something else He wants me to do? What if? What if God wants me to be something different? What if He has a plan about that? What if God has a plan to really prosper me, to make me happy, to prosper me in every area of my life, in my marriage, in my finances, with my family, in my occupation? What if God really does have this extraordinary plan for my life and I miss it because I just would not take the step and trust Him? What if? So I decided that I was going to do it. I was going to give this thing a whirl. And I was going to wade in. And that's exactly what I began doing. So I'm going to talk to you about that journey just a little bit today. But mostly what I want to do is bring this lesson today to a place where I give you that challenge. That you're challenged at the end of this time together that we have with, will you trust God with your whole heart, with your whole life? Will you not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and see, just see, if God will make your path straight. Take out all those quick curves and those dips in the road and potholes and high places. You know, just give you a good level, good life. See if He will. And give you the same challenge that I was given. If He doesn't, then bail. Then get out of it. If God proves to you not trustworthy, then hey, you gave it a shot. You gave God a chance. So how are we going to work this out? How do I want to, you know, go in this adventure that we're going at in trusting God? So I'm going to take this verses that we're reading, and we're going to go line upon line, and we're going to look at these things. So what I want you to do is help me, and I don't want you to be bashful. I want you to read out real loud. I want you to read this aloud with me, this very first line with this, and if you don't do it well, I'm going to stop, make you do it until I feel like you're doing it pretty good, okay? So let's read this out real loud. I know you can all read, so let's do it. All right. Proverbs 3:5, the first part says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Thank you. That was pretty good. Now, what does that mean to you? Not to me, but what does that mean to you? Now, we've had two good lessons here. I think pretty good lessons. Of course I would. But I think we've had two good lessons on the heart. You should know more about your heart and about the heart of people. You should know that it's desperately wicked, and who can know it, you know? Who can know how really bad your heart is? And we know the heart, and we know that when we come to Christ, we don't get our heart fixed. What happens to our heart? We get a new heart. That's exactly right. Now, the problem doesn't become that there's stuff all in that old, in that new heart, because it's clean, it's pure. You come to Christ, we get a new spirit, we get new desires with that new heart. And now the problem becomes that we got to guard it. We got to keep it. And so in this particular situation in which we're talking about trust, we've got to have the guard of trust setting out there. And that guard of trust will keep all unbelief out. That guard of trust is to keep God's trusting in. And so we station that at the gate of our heart, because if stuff gets into our heart, it pollutes our life, right? Out of the heart flow the issues, are the springs of life. That's where everything originates, and it comes down this river, is what it's projecting to us. And in our future, in our present, and in our past, we can see where our trust really is, and in whom our trust really is, and how we're doing here. So we're here. Now, here's how I want to make this make sense to you. I want you to think about a person or people that you truly trust with your whole heart. And I want you to think about how that rolled out. Think about people that you truly trust with your whole heart. Now, here's what happened, because these are the stages of trust, is that first of all, you engaged with this person. There was an engagement, as it were. You talked, you communicated, you did some things with this person. You were checking out the relationship just to see if it would work and if it would go to the next level. And so this person came to your heart, as it were, and there's the guard of trust. And now you decide if you let this person go on in, if you let the guard down, or if you keep this person out. And you decided, okay, this person appears to be somewhat trustworthy, so I'm dropping my guard a little bit, and this person's coming on into my heart. I'm going to wade out a little bit into the river of my life. So I'm letting this person in, and they're wading out into my life. So then comes the next level of trust, which is risk. We take risk with people. We maybe take a risk with them. We maybe confide some private stuff to them. They confide maybe into us, and you know, stuff we don't want spilled and told and repeated. So we take a little risk here with the situation. And again, they prove trustworthy. They were with you. They supported you. They helped you maybe through some tough times and in risky times that you were experiencing. So you let them in a little deeper, and they waded out a little bit more into the river of your life, which brings us to the third place where we have trust, and that's commitment. We always have to have commitment in trust. We're committed to them. They're committed to us. We go through life committed to one another. We're supporting one another. So we have to have these three levels if we're really going to experience trust in any relationship that any of us ever have. Three levels. There's the first level of engagement. There's a second level of risk. And then there's a third level of commitment. Now, here's how this rolls out. You look into the future of your life and the river that hadn't gotten to you yet, the part of your life that hasn't flowed past yet, and you look into that part of the river and you say, I want this person in my life. I can trust them. They've developed trust in me, and I want them in my future. They will be in my future. And then you look at your present state of life and you say, now this person is trustworthy. I really want them. I need them in my life and all the situation and all the issues that I experience and I face today. So I really want them in my present time. I need them. I'm committed to them. They're committed to me. And you know, they've proven themselves trustworthy. So I want them right here in my present. But what really seals the deal is that when you look into your past of the river that's flown past you, and you look into your past, and you look downstream where that person has been in your life for maybe several years, and you say, wow, that person was really somebody I can trust. That person is trustworthy. Now, again, I want to make sure we get this, see, because it works this way with God as well. You don't just say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You don't just say, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. First of all, there has to be an engagement with the Lord. You have to talk to Him. You have to communicate with God. You have to check Him out, and He's checking you out, you know, and you're taking this thing as an engagement. Is this going to work? And this is kind of what I was sharing with you initially. Is this thing going to really work with me? And then there's this next level that you take risk, and you do some risky things, you know. You do some things that don't feel right and don't seem to be right, but yet God says that this is what I want you to do, so you take this risk with Him. And it works. And so He wades out a little bit more into our lives. And then you go to the next level of commitment. And so you're committed to God, and He's committed to you, and you know it. And so there's this commitment level. And now when all of these things come together and you know you've really developed this trust in the Lord, you look into your future and you say, I want God in my future. I need Him in my future. And you look at your present and you say, Lord, You are helping me right now through all these situations and all these issues and all this stuff. I trust You. I need You in my present. And then you look in your past and you say, wow, God really is good. Look at all the stuff, all the issues that I've been through and all the ways that God has helped me. I really trust God. Here's what I want to say here is that you just can't say you trust God without going through these three steps. You can't just say you trust God. You've got to kind of wade out into it and let Him wade out into your life. And your trust isn't developed on my trust. Just because I trust God doesn't mean you trust God. You've got to develop your own trust in God. And so what God is going to be challenging us all with today is, are we really going to trust Him? All of you, most of you, are Christ followers or Christ fans. You know, but a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that they're a Christian. But I want to ask you, how many people do you really know who trust God with all their heart? You see, what we do is we sort of monitor God. And some of us have been monitoring Him for decades on issues. You know, we're watching to see if this is something I really want to do. And so what we do in our relationship with God is we become complacent, we become comfortable. And so we really are resistant as far as stepping out and waiting out a little bit deeper. I'm kind of like it like this. I kind of like going to church every once in a while. I kind of like the way things are in my life. And so I'm not going to wait out anymore. I don't know if I want to trust God anymore. But what God's doing for all of us today is He's inviting you. And He's inviting me to take the next step to the next level of trust. Can we really trust Him? He's challenging you today, and He wants you to know that in every single step of your life, He is someone you can trust with your whole heart. Now, for some of us, the next step might be our initial step, that we've never really stepped into, cross that line and come to God. You know, we've never really said, I want to do this. This is a desire I want to do. I want to do this. I'm going to cross the line here. We've never done that. So that may be your next step, to trust God with your eternity. And we have a tendency to trust God with our eternity better than we have a tendency to trust God with our money. That didn't cost you anything. That was just kind of in there for free. But we do. We'll come to the place and we have to make this, okay, and your eternity doesn't start when you die. Your eternity starts right now. And do you trust God with right now and your eternity after you die? So that's your initial step. Will you do that? Will you come to that place? And the rest of us, some of us may be dealing with our marriages. We got to trust God better with our marriages. You see, God wants you to be happy with your marriage. God wants you to have this thing. And the reason a marriage isn't happy is because somebody's not trusting in God like they should. Somebody's having some problems here. And so marriage may need some adjusting here and trusting in God. Will we sit down together? Will we work through this thing together? Will we trust God to make our marriage work? Others of us may need trusting with our occupation. God's calling us to do something different. God's maybe put it into our heart. We're not happy, like I was sharing with you earlier. Maybe God really does have a plan for you. Will you trust God with that? Will you step out in faith and let Him wade out into your river just a little bit further and trust God with your occupation? How about your children? Some of us have children that are in rebellion. Well, what's going on here? Well, there's some area here that I need to trust God better. Where can I trust God more? With my children. With others of us, maybe it's finances. You know, we're not trusting God with our finances the way we should. Maybe it's tithes and offerings and alms. We're monitoring this thing. You know, we want to trust God here, but I just don't know. I'm kind of comfortable here. I don't know about this stuff. And, you know, but will you trust God? Will you take that step? Will you wait out a little more? Will you trust God there? Others, maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's alcohol. Or maybe it's porn. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's nicotine. What is it? God's calling you. Trust me here to see if I will set you free from this addiction. So with all of it, God is calling all of us to trust God just a little bit more, just take another step out there and really see if He's trustworthy. And so what He's challenging us all with today is, will you take that next step? And not just say you trust the Lord with all your heart, but really prove that you trust the Lord with all your heart. Well, Delbert, what if I do that and it doesn't work? Well, then bail. He's not trustworthy. If it doesn't work, then hey. And I always say these kinds of things to people who challenge me with this kind of thought. I always ask them, well, how's what you're doing right now working out for you? See, if it really wasn't an issue and God wasn't challenging you to trust Him with it, then it wouldn't be an issue that you would need to trust God with. Did that make sense? You see, how's it working out for you? You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And here's a happy thought for you. Here's a really cool thought. What if it does work? What if you've gone all these years missing what would have only taken you one more step out and trusting God to have? What if you've missed it? Something really, really cool and good in your life, and you've missed it simply because you wouldn't take that next step. So, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, let's read the next line that we want to do. So, let's put that up on the screen here. Read it out. You can read this whole one with me, please. Read out again, just like you did a while ago. That was really good. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and on your own understanding. And a conjunction. It hooks up that first part with that second part. Two paths. Trust the Lord with your whole heart. Going down pursuing Lady Wisdom. Second part. The same thing with Proverbs. The other path. Going down being seduced by whore folly. And this is what Proverbs is all about. You can't do both. And. It's a conjunction. You can't do here both and. You got to lean one way or the other, and the way you lean is the way you're going to go. Don't lean to your own understanding. And, you know, just think about that. The word lean actually means supported by, and so if I had a wall here, I would lean to my understanding and thinking it's going to support me, when in reality it really won't. It will seduce me and make a fool of me. But when you're leaning and walking, you're going to go that way, right? And so a lot of us just go in circles. I wonder why. Because we're just leaning to our own understanding. Our path's not straight. Our way's not straight. And so life becomes a circle. Life becomes a circus because we just do this. So we have this reflex reaction that we all have to life, especially in complex human situations and problems and issues that we all face. And what we do is like a knee jerk, you know, when we just respond. Like somebody yells at you, your response and knee-jerk reaction is to yell back. You know, somebody's mad at you, then you get mad at them. Somebody cuts you off in traffic and you want to respond. And there's this knee-jerk reaction that we all have to situations. But what Proverbs is telling us is don't lean that way. There's another way. There's a better way. And it's trusting the Lord with your whole heart. You can't do both. You got to go one way or you got to go the other way with life. And it works this way in every single way because the way you lean is the way your life's going to go. Now, I will be 62 years old this September. I know it's impossible, right? Delbert, you look 40. I know it. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I really will be. I can't believe it myself, and it hurts me to even say it, but that's reality. The point here is that when I look at my life, I am surer, more positive today that I can trust God with anything than I've ever been in my whole life. I'm sad. I'm just sad it took me 62 years to get here. You know, everything in life has worked out well when I look at my life according to going and trusting God with my whole heart, doing it His way. I do not have, hear me now, one single regret, not one, when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart. However, every single regret I have in life is when I leaned to my own understanding. I've got like this dummy folder, you know, the dumb things that you do. And I'm not going to share them with you and I'm not going to talk about them. But in this dummy folder is all of these things, and I'm thinking, what were you thinking? You know, why did you do that? And in many of those things, I knew better, but I still leaned to my own understanding. And it was when I didn't do that. It's when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart. You see, when we lean to our own understanding, we're so short-sighted. We can't see far. It's like it's just instant pleasure, instant gratification. And we really don't see what that instant pleasure, instant gratification is going to do down the road. Who all it's going to hurt, what it's going to damage, what it's going to destroy. We don't see what a dummy and a fool and how seduced by a whore folly we're going to be down the road. We don't see that because reflex reaction is short-sighted. God's not what that way. God sees the future. God knows what's going to go on down the road. And so, it's not short-sighted. He's going to make it all work out together for good if I will just trust Him with my whole heart. And I look in this dummy folder, you know? And I'm thinking, what are you doing? See, it's when I have trusted the Lord with my whole heart that it appeared I was so brilliant. It wasn't really me, it was Him. It's when I trusted in the Lord with my whole heart that I shined. It's when I trusted the Lord and did it His way that I was the husband that I needed to be to my wife. It's when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart that I was the father that I needed to be to my children. And they needed me to be for them. It's when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart that I'm the friend to you that I need to be. It was when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart that I'm the pastor that this church needs me to be. It's when I trusted the Lord with my whole heart that I'm the man of God that God called me to be. You can't miss it when you trust the Lord with your whole heart and don't lean to your own understanding. And I'm convinced today more than ever that I can trust Him about anything. And that's not preacher talk. That's life talk. That's 62 years of life talking to you. I can trust Him with anything. And though it's confusing, and though it doesn't feel good, I still know if I just do it His way, it's going to be great at the end. I was anchored fishing off the coast of Panama City Beach, Florida. I was about 5 or 6 miles out this past fall. And I was anchored, I was fishing, I was catching some fish, and the weather forecast had said, chance of showers and thunderstorms. And it was pretty clear day, pretty nice day, except for thunderstorms. And when you're in the ocean that far out, you can easily, you know, scan the horizon and you can see anything moving in your direction concerning these thunderheads. And so most of them were coming in from the west and were coming in inland. And I was watching this happen, and you don't want to get caught in a squall if you can avoid it. And so I'm fishing and I'm watching pretty closely, but there's one that develops directly between me and shore. And it begins to develop, and I start hearing the little rumblings up in there, you know. And I'm watching, hoping it's going to move off or move in. And it just didn't. And the wind sort of changes, and you start smelling rain. And I knew that I was about to be in a thunderstorm. And I really don't like that. I don't mind the rain. I got a T-top. And I got rain gear. I don't mind the wind. My boat's big enough to handle some rough water. So I'm not worried about that. But that lightning, I don't like that lightning. That lightning will take you out. I mean, you're the highest thing out there, you know. And it's going to pop something. And so I don't like that. So I began to get my anchor up. Takes a few minutes to do all of this, get it in. And, of course, by this time, it's pouring down rain. I can only see maybe 30, 40 feet. And I can't see shore anymore, any longer. So I'm, you know, I'm winds blowing, winds change directions because this stuff's going on all around me. It's really not that rough, but it's just choppy. And so anyway, so I crank up my outboard and I put it in and headed to what I thought was south, which was away from the cloud. And I thought I was heading south, but I looked at my gauges, and my gauges says I was going north. Now, I don't know if you can relate to this. Maybe there's something in your life that you can. But everything inside of me was saying I was going south. But my gauges said I was going north. I'm going back into the storm. And by now, you know, you're hearing rumblings all around, and so you really can't tell by that any longer. In this rain, you can't see. And so everything inside of me said, this is the way you go. But all of my instruments, which have never failed me, not one time, I can go any place in the ocean, anywhere I want to go, and be within 10 feet of where I want to be with those gauges. And they've never one time ever failed me. They take me right where I want to go. And I got three of them. I got a regular compass, and I've got two electronic compasses. And so all of them were saying, I'm going the wrong way. I'm going north. I'm heading into this thunderstorm. And I'm hearing it getting louder and louder. But still inside of me, I'm going south. I'm going the right direction. But I said, okay, I got to make a decision here. I do not want to get hit by lightning. So I said, okay, I'm gonna trust my gauges. They've never failed. So I turned. And when I was turning, I still remember feeling, this is not right. What is wrong here? Something's just not right. And I turned, and I started heading out. And so now I'm trying to, you know, get out of the rain, so I give it a little more throttle, and I'm heading out. And I look back, and just about exactly where I was comes this lightning bolt, whoom, And I'm still not that far from it. I'm still close enough where I hear this thing crack. And you know when you hear a lightning bolt crack, you're pretty close. And it was right where I was. And then the roar of thunder and everything kind of shakes. You know, that's how close I was to this thing. And I'm thinking, whoa, I did the right thing. I'm glad I trusted my instruments and this thing that never fails, you know. So I give it a little more throttle and start to get a little more confidence. Now, you know, so I want to get away from this lightning bolt too. And so I'm giving it a little more throttle and picking up some speed. And of course, the rain loses its intensity and it starts just kind of sprinkling. And finally, I break out and declare light. Now, here's the point of that whole story. Is that when we're in the storms of life, we become disoriented. We think we're doing the right thing. We think this is the way to go. But in reality, many and oftentimes we're going to get it worse. And if we keep going with our reflex reaction, and sometimes even our gut feelings, knowing that we're doing the right thing, even though we feel it, it's wrong. And what many times happens to people is they're going to follow what they feel and lean to their own understanding than really trusting in the Lord with their whole heart. And so this is the issue here. To which one will we do? Because when you do trust in the Lord with your whole heart, with something that never fails, an instrument that never fails you, if you'll trust in the Lord, you're going to look back at the storm and you're going to say, wow, I made the right decision here. Look at that mess back there. I avoided that. It could have really gotten bad. But because I trust the Lord with my whole heart, then I'm heading out of the storm. The lightning, the storm, the wind, the rain is all behind me now. And I'm heading out to clear sailing. I'm going out here where it's clear and nice. That's trusting the Lord with your whole heart. So when it comes down to the major decisions in life, we need to get out of what we feel and our own understanding. And we've got to lean towards the things of God and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you here. It's not easy. It's confusing. And I don't understand it right now, but I know you have long vision. You see what's going on, and I'm going to go this way. So that's what it says. Trust in the Lord. Well, let's read it. Put it up there for me again. Let's go on to the next level. I'll read the first part, and then you can kick in with me on the last part. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And read this part with me. Read it out loud. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. How many ways? All of them. Now, this is big. Because every single one of us have ways that we really want to keep God out of. We have ways that we'll trust Him with. Lord, you can have this way, and you can have this way, and you can have this way. But this particular way, I'm going to keep. In fact, I think I can handle this one better than you. I think on this particular one, I can make better decisions about this one than what you can make. And so I'm going to keep this one. And so what we're actually saying is that, God, I'm smarter than you. Now, here's what I really want us to get. I want you to think about somebody who's failed. Failed in life. And think about this person now. Now, did they fail in everything? Or did they just fail in one thing? See, most likely there were some things they did pretty well in. Most likely there were issues in their life. They shined. But in this one issue, where they failed is the issue. They did not trust God. The issue they kept for themselves. That they were smarter than God. And it's this one issue that caused their whole life to fail. Here's the point. How many torpedoes does it take to sink a battleship? That's a real question. One. How many lightning bolts does it take to get your attention? One. You see, that one issue that you and I won't give God is the ruin of us. It's the torpedo that'll take you down. You do real well in all these other issues. But this one issue is the thing that whore folly will seduce you in, make you a fool in, and bring you to the path of ruin. So let me just save you some time. And I know you won't listen to me. You've got to learn this yourself, but because you've got to build up your own trust. But if I could, I would tell you this. Take my word for it. Just trust the Lord the first time. You're going to save yourselves a lot of storm, a lot of lightning bolts, and a lot of torpedoes. And you will avoid failure. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. In all your ways. Lean not to your understanding. And in all your ways. All your ways. Acknowledge Him. Let's read that part. Let me read it again. It's in 3:5-6. I'll read the first part again, and then you'll join with me the last part. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And there's a conjunction again. Now, I'll read the rest of it with me. And He will make your paths straight. Now, what does this mean? And conjunction again. Hook up the first part, second part, again. If you will do that first part in all your ways, acknowledge these things to Him, acknowledge this way to Him that's your torpedo. If you will acknowledge that way to Him, trust Him with that way, then your paths will be straight. Conjunction. Hook those two thoughts up together. He will make your path straight. What does that mean? He's going to take out the crooked. You're going down a road, and when you hit a sharp curve, and that's kind of the deal. In life, we're going down the road and we're spinning out because of this curve. It's not straight. And there's potholes, and there's low places and high places. There's high places that's hard to get over, and there's low places, that we go through in life. But what God says is, what I want to do for you is I want to make your path straight. I want to straighten out all this mess for you. I want to make your path straight. I want to make it smooth. We all know people who seem to have meaningless lives. Life doesn't mean anything. But what God says is, I'll make your life meaningful. I'll give you direction. I'll make your path straight. I'll plan some good things for you. It's a promise. If you will trust the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight, is a promise. That's a good promise. It's a promise that nobody else can make you. But God makes the promise. You can have a successful life. You can have a great life if you do these things. I look back when I was 28 and wrestling with how far out I was going to wade with the Lord. And I can't help but think of all I would have missed had I not done it. Had I not trusted the Lord with my life, leaned to my own understanding. Had I not acknowledged the ways that I have acknowledged to Him, and let Him make my path straight, what would I have missed? There's just no telling when I look back at it. I don't know what would have happened to our marriage. It had already hit some tough spots. And I don't know if it would have made it. I don't know what would have happened to my children. I've got great kids. They've done really, really well. But I don't know how they would have turned out had I not trusted God with my life. I would have missed you. I would have missed this. I would have missed the very thing that separates me from anybody else that I know. I'd have missed that. I'd have missed the greatest adventure of my life had I not trusted the Lord with my whole heart and began to wade out into Him as far as I could. Now, today, again, I'm going to be 62, and I feel like I'm half done. My life's half over, which means I'm not going to go to be with the Lord until I'm 124, right? I'm going to be an old man. I've already decided that. And my point is that I've only got from this day to the end to look into my life to see what ways I'm not acknowledging to Him. And to make sure I do. Because I am absolutely confident that I can trust Him with it. And that if I will, He's going to make the rest of my life great. I'm going to find ways. This is the thing I'm talking about to me in this lesson. I'm going to find ways that I have not yet acknowledged to God. Given Him. And trusted Him with. And you only have from today to whenever your time is up to acknowledge your torpedoes, your ways to God. You've only got that time left, and you can do the reflex reaction thing and lean to your own understanding, and you may come out well. You may have a pretty good life. You know, in baseball, a very good batting average is 300. You may do better. You may do 50. You may do 500. You know, you may do 50-50. Good decisions. You may come out okay in life. It may work out well for you. But what will you miss? What will you have missed? What plan did God have for you? Your family. Your children. Your occupation. Your finances. What will you miss if you don't trust God with your whole heart? And friend, I'm telling you, you will miss something. And you're probably going to miss the greatest adventure of your life. You're going to miss God's plan. God's got plans for every one of us. Let's look at this scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans, plural. Plans. I've got so many plans, God says. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I'm decreeing these things. I'm declaring this plan. I'm decreeing this plan for you. Plans, plural again, to prosper. I want you successful. I want you to prosper in your marriage. I want you to prosper in your finances. I want you to prosper in your health. I want you to prosper with your family. I want you to prosper with your occupation. I've got all these plans for your success, for you to not harm you. Listen, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to make your life good. There's nothing in my plan to hurt you. Plans, he says, to give you hope. For what are you hoping? What about your life are you hoping is going to happen? Well, it's in God's plan. Plans for hope and a future. What do you want in your future? God's got a plan to get you there. He says, I'll make your path straight. I'll get you there. I'll give you the direction. I'll give you the wisdom. I'll get you there. God has so many plans. There's an adventure with your name written on it, declares the Lord. It's decreed. It's here for you. And it comes down to just this one issue. Will you trust your understanding, or will you trust the Lord with your whole heart? It boils down to three issues of trust. Will you engage with Him? Will you take risk with Him? Because there is no trust without risk. Will you commit to Him? How about you right now, right today? Where are you? What is your first step? What is your next step to wade out a little deeper in God? Maybe your step is, like we said earlier, you've never really committed your life to God. You've never received Him as your Lord and your Savior. And so maybe that's your step. Maybe that's what you need to do so that He can begin to plan out your eternity from this day on. Maybe He can. Maybe that's your step. But maybe your step's something else. Maybe your step is to give Him your addiction and see if He'll set you free. Maybe that's your next step. Will you take the risk? Will you commit to Him? Will you engage with God on this? How about maybe your money? You know, is that something you want to trust Him with? See, you can't say you trust the Lord with all your heart if you don't trust Him there. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart is. And we're going to do a lesson on wealth. We're going to talk about this in the coming days to help you understand some of that, the wisdom of it. But do you trust Him? Will you take the risk? Will you make the commitment? It's confusing. I understand. I was there. I battled with that. But I trusted Him with it. Will you do that? How about a relationship maybe that you know is not right and you need to break out of? How about that? Will you trust Him here? Will you trust Him understanding that He'll fix this for you? He'll replace this relationship with maybe a better marriage, or He'll replace this relationship with some situation and replace it with another person. But anyway, there's a relationship. Maybe He's saying, trust with me. Walk out here with me. Give this to me. With what is it? Maybe it's your occupation. Is this something God's dealing with you about? You're not happy. What have you got to lose? Yes, together. Will you trust Him with it? What is it that the Lord is asking you to trust Him with? Take the next step. You can't lose. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. This Proverbs thing, man, it's in our face. Lord, I just ask you and pray that every single person here has been dealt with by you personally, challenged by you today to really take that next step and to wade out into you. So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, let me just deal with this. Maybe you're like me and, you know, torpedoes and lightning bolts and things like that. You pretty well, you got some things that you trust the Lord with, but there's still some other issues that, you know, you say, Lord, I really don't want to give you this one. But you know you got to. And God's dealing with you right where you're sitting. And yours isn't mine. Mine's not yours. And you got your own. But God's just already spoken to you about this particular thing. He says, if you'll trust me here, I'm going to straighten your life out. I'm going to bless you. It won't take you down. Your life will have a hope and a future. If that's you, along with me, would you say, Lord, I want to trust you here. And I'm really going to commit this to you. I'm going to take the risk. And I'm going to just see how you're going to work this thing out for me. But I really want this trust thing to operate in this area, Lord, so that I can get this behind me, so that I can experience the future you have for me. If that's you, and there's something that you know you need to trust God with, would you just raise your hand right where you're sitting? That's many of us. All right, now what I want you to do is instead of doing that, I want you to stand to your feet. I'm not going to make you come down here, but I want you to stand to your feet right where you're standing, right where you're sitting. Just stand up. Everybody that raised their hand. I just want to bless you. I just want to just a different step, you know, just doing something different than raising our hand. Lord, we, as it were, stand to our feet. And as it were, we take a step. And in so doing that, Lord, we're saying we're going to trust you here. We're going to engage with you on this issue. We are going to take the risk on this issue. We are going to commit to this issue. We're going, even though it doesn't feel good, sometimes we're confused about it, we don't know for sure, but we're going to trust you on this issue. And Lord God, we know you're going to make our path straight. It's not going to be a torpedo in our lives. It's going to make our lives good, Lord God, because we're going to trust you to take care of it. We're going to give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Be seated. Head still bowed, eyes closed. Now, others of you, you just got to take that initial step. You know, you just never really trusted God with your eternity. You've never really been able just to communicate with God. You've never really spent time engaging with Him. And so what the Lord is asking you today is to take that step. Trust me with your life. I have a plan for you. I've got an adventure for you. And I promise you, it's going to be way, way better than anything you've got planned. And if that's you today and you've just never really committed your life to Him, I'm not going to ask you to stand, but I am going to ask you just to lift your hand right where you're sitting. So if this is you, would you raise your hand? I see a hand back over here. Any others? Any others? Come on. Come on. Let the Lord minister.